All right, welcome everyone to class three of activating your evolutionary 5D chakra system. And we're just so delighted to have you here. If you'd love to put in the chat just where you're joining from, maybe a word of inspiration that came through from the week, anything that is opening up for you. And I'm just delighted to welcome your wonderful teacher, Heather Lynn. And she's joining us still from Greece. She's normally in Cape Town, but she's in Greece for teaching this course. So she's bringing us all the yummy goddess energy of Greece. And we're just going to ask a request here. She's going to do a beautiful presentation. She's going to do the activations that she always does. And then we'll have the Q&A at the end. And so just save all your questions for the end and we'll answer them then. And I'm Anna Reidenbach. I'm your multi-galactic course manager. So if you need anything, you can always reach out to me in the chat. And I'm here for you in any way that I can be of service. All right, I am passing the beautiful torch over to Heather, and I'm so excited for our class today.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you. And welcome, everyone. I'm seeing people joining from Julie from San Diego. Welcome. And Daphne from East London in South Africa. Welcome. Marianne from France and Karen from the Netherlands. And Jenna from Taos and Noons from Costa Rica and Leah from Cape Town and Tero from Finland. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining. I'm just going to give a few moments for people to join, and just to mention that last week we worked with the 5D heart chakra, and so I hope that you're all feeling a shift in your heart energy. Perhaps you're feeling more open. Perhaps you're feeling more centered. It sometimes has that effect. So just to be aware of any shifts that you might be feeling after all that heart work. We really worked the heart muscle last week during the webinar and also during the week with all the exercises that you had. So welcome to module three. And we are this week going to look at 5D lessons and upgrades. So I hope that you have been enjoying everything so far, and that you are now ready to receive more of the upgrades. Today, we're going to work towards dissolving 3D fear programming and delinking from the 3D matrix. This is a very important part of your 5D shift. We'll also work with some of the recent light body upgrades that have become available, focusing on a few pivotal energy nodes. So, we're going to look at the throat, the solar plexus, also the sacral chakra. These are sometimes known as the troublemaker trilogy. And we're also going to look at the ulna major chakra, which is also known as the 13th chakra. But first, before we get into the upgrades, we're going to look at some background. Just want to talk you through some background about the 3D matrix and the fear grids. So we've been immersed in the 3D matrix since the fall of Atlantis around 9600 BC. That date is according to Plato. And we went at the fall of Atlantis, we went from advanced fifth dimensional consciousness to 3D consciousness. And as a result, from a 12 chakra system to a seven chakra system. And then much later in the Middle Ages, widespread fear and trauma caused by the Inquisition throughout Europe created a vibrational field that set up a fear grid in Europe. And then colonialism spread this fear grid to other parts of the world by subjugating indigenous peoples and introducing various forms of often violent domination and control, including slavery, and a doctrine of shame through Christianity. So, there were regions of consciousness around the world that operated outside of the fear grids, but these were in the minority. And for the most part, a critical mass of humanity has been dominated through fear, patriarchal ideology, and religious control, and has been locked into the fear grids. And this fear programming has been very tenacious, and it's still evident. So we saw its power very recently with the COVID pandemic, how where we saw how fear and control were used to manipulate people. So part of our purpose as New Earth way showers, as light workers, is to transcend the 3D programming and dissolve the fear grids. And this means first and foremost, clearing your own 3D programming and trauma layers. When we clear our inner fear grids, we initiate an energetic shift from fear to love, and then we are able to radiate heart energy into the collective consciousness, creating what we might call love grids. So this is really what I've been describing, is really the essence of the 5D shift that underpins the New Earth light matrix. So let's have a closer look at what 3D programming includes. I'm just going to get a slide up. Okay, so 3D programming is really fear-based consciousness, where the dominant consciousness is rooted in fear, as well as ego-based coping strategies. So these are all about fight and flight and fawn and freeze. It's also very much based on a survival mindset where we're focusing so much on accumulating materially, surviving physically. And this is all guided by a philosophy of survival of the fittest, which is about power struggle and competition. This is the way we survive. This is the way we succeed. And there's a belief underlying this that there is not enough for everybody. And this generates power struggles for resources. It generates systemic inequality. It also generates war programming, where conflict and aggressive power struggle is seen as natural and inevitable. And embedded in all of this 3D programming is victim consciousness. And that is a belief that we are victims of political systems, of external events, that things just happen to us, and that we don't have a choice. And in effect, in 3D, we consent to being controlled and giving our power away. This is closely related to enslavement codes, where there has been mass consent to racial domination and ownership of people, which allowed an era of slavery, multiple genocides, and colonialism. And the consequences of this are still playing out today, with all sorts of white supremacy narratives and systems and racism, etc. And all of this is important, and I'm mentioning the 3D programming because when we move towards the new earth, we're going to leave a lot of this behind. So transcending 3D programming really requires a consciousness shift where you become aware of your internalized 3D programming. What have you absorbed? What thoughts and beliefs and attitudes are you carrying? And then make conscious choices about your own thinking and beliefs. It also involves an energetic shift where you become aware of fear energies and related energies such as anxiety, shame, and guilt and anger. Any of these fear energies that you might be carrying or holding, and then working energetically to release fear energies from your somatic and your chakra bodies. And this includes cutting energy cords that are linking you to the energies of fear and control. And of course, we all need to do our shadow work. So, doing our shadow work to face the shadow, to clear trauma, and to initiate healing. So, dissolving the inner fear grids, it's a deep healing process. And I'm just going to leave with you with some questions. So, we're not going to be able to go through all of this in the course, but these questions can guide some of your own inner work. Where are you holding fear or trauma in your somatic body? Which chakras are vibrating with fear energy? And are there energy cords linking you to the energies of fear and control? Okay, so what we're going to do, as I said, we can't do all of this inner work on the course, but what we're going to do together is some critical energy work to help you transcend 3D fear programming. And we'll start with cutting a major energy cord that is plugging you into the 3D matrix. This is the ulta major cord, which hooks into the ulta major chakra. And it is likely that we all have this alternator cord. It keeps us plugged into global fear and stress, and this keeps you in a lower vibrational state and interferes with your autonomy. So cutting the alternator cord will help you to unplug from the 3D matrix and transcend this fear programming. And this is really key to becoming your own sovereign authority, guided by your soul's truth, your soul purpose, rather than by mass programming. So we're going to cut the altar major cord, but first, I want to just have a quick look at the altar major chakra so that you know a little bit about it before we start working with it. Okay, so the altar major chakra is at the base of the skull above the back of the throat chakra, and the color or the frequency is teal. It's also known as the chakra of higher communication and the seat of consciousness. At the fall of Atlantis, it was closed to block higher communication during the 3D era. And then it was activated again collectively nearly 40 years ago at the Harmonic Convergence in 1987. But at the time, it was considered a minor chakra. And so not much attention was paid to it. But now, more recently, its importance has been recognized. And so it's becoming more accessible, and people are working with it collectively. So as an energetic node, it's very important because the altar major chakra connects the crown, the third eye, the high heart that we worked with last week, and the base chakras. And this is an important pathway for Kundalini energy. It's also part of a very important intuitive pathway. It is the lunar entrance to the third eye. And when the third eye is disconnected, as it has been with the altar major chakra being closed, then we cut off from our intuition and our perception, our higher perception. And when we activate it again, it opens these energetic pathways so that you can access intuition and higher communication, as well as cosmic knowledge and spiritual gifts. So the altar major cord, which is a cord that extends from the altar major chakra out into the back of the auric field and connecting you to the 3D matrix, is a cord that has been keeping the altar major chakra quite stuck. And this has had many effects on us. It's a major link to 3D fear programming as well as global stress, and it keeps you in a lower sort of stressed vibrational state. It also interferes with your autonomy and your mastery. And as I've already mentioned, it blocks the intuitive pathways and the Kundalini energy pathways. It can also have some physical effects, especially if you're sensitive. And these might include insomnia or headaches or dizziness. Now, obviously, there are other reasons for these physical effects, but this can be a cause. And when we cut the altar major cord, what we do is we de-link from the stress and the fear programming, and we initiate our own energetic and spiritual sovereignty. And this enables mental mastery as well as more perceptive intuition and creative visioning. So we are going to do our first meditation now. And I'm going to guide you through a process to cut the altar major cord and de-link from the 3D matrix. So I'm going to invite you to just get comfortable in your meditation position. Make sure that your spine is straight. Remember, it's really important for that flow of energy to have a nice straight spine and to have your feet on the ground. So, when you're ready, close your eyes and take your focus inward. Place your hands on your 5D heart chakra and take several deep breaths, dropping your awareness into your heart, letting your mind settle into the breath. And breathing deeply, drop your awareness into your body, and feel the weight of your body on your chair. Feel your feet on the ground. And then imagine a golden cord from the base of your spine growing down into the earth through all the layers of soil and rock and the crystalline grids, and just let it go right down, all the way down into the earth's core, and let it anchor you in. So just take a moment to feel this connection with the earth, the stability of being held by Mother Earth, this deep grounding, and breathing deeply. Just center yourself in your heart again. Take a few deep breaths in your heart, into your heart, and then take your awareness to your ulna major chakra at the base of your skull, above the back of your throat chakra, and you can imagine it as an orb of teal light. So breathe up into the back of the neck and fill the teal orb with prana. Just keep breathing, and with every breath, you want to let the orb of light slowly expand. And as you breathe, tuning in a bit further, perhaps you can see an energy cord attached to the ulna major chakra. It will be extending from the back of your neck out into your auric field behind you, and most likely connecting you to the 3D matrix. If you can't see this cord, use your hands. Perhaps if you're more sensory, you can feel the cord. I'm just going to give you a moment to locate a cord and tune in a bit more closely and get a sense of what the cord looks like or feels like. So it might be a very thin streamer or a thick rope, or it might look more like a parachute with lots of strands. Perhaps you can see a color. Perhaps it has a texture, could feel sticky or could be hot or cold. And then just notice if there are roots or hooks, or maybe even tentacles going into your ulna major chakra at the end of the cord. So just get a sense of what this cord looks like or feels like. And if you can't see or feel anything, I invite you to visualize a cord from the ulna major chakra going out into the back of your auric field. And now you're going to tune in a little bit further and get a sense of the energy in the cord. What is this cord transmitting? Can you feel any energy or perhaps fear, perhaps emotions? Perhaps it just feels heavy or draining. Maybe it's energizing. And if there's more than one strand, focus on the strand that feels like it's carrying the strongest energy and get a sense of the energy it is transmitting. And just keep breathing, tuning into the cord, and see if you can get a sense of any 3D programs that might be active. For example, survival programming, scarcity thinking, victim consciousness, or general fear about the state of the world. These programs belong to the 3D timeline. So just see what is showing up in your field. And focus on what is strongest for you. You don't have to focus on everything. But now you can make a choice to de-link from the 3D programming and release any fear that is no longer serving your soul growth. Remember, this is your choice, so only do what feels right for you. And if it feels right for you, set an intention now to cut the ulna major cord and delink from the 3D matrix. So when you're ready, go ahead and cut the ulna major cord. You can use a sword, a knife, or fire to cut the cord. Just visualize yourself doing this and cut it a little way out from the chakra, not right up against your neck, and then pull the end of the cord out of the chakra itself. So if there are hooks or roots or tentacles, make sure you pull them all out. You can do this extraction visually or use your hands, but just make sure you extract all the bits from your chakra and then gather all the bits and imagine putting them in a golden bubble of light and then direct the bubble of light back to source with love. Don't let them just fly out all over your space. Direct that energy back to source. Okay, so once you've managed to extract all the bits of the cord, we're going to clear your ultra major chakra with the golden rainbow flame. This is a flame of bright gold with all the colors of the rainbow, and it holds the essence of higher love. So visualize the golden rainbow flame and then direct it into your ultra major chakra. Again, use your hands if you need to. And let the golden rainbow flame fill your ultra major chakra, clearing all the old energies and programs and bringing in the energy of higher love at the same time. So I'll give you a moment just to really cleanse that ultra major chakra with the golden rainbow flame. And then imagine the golden rainbow flame filling your aura behind you, clearing any residue from the cord that might be sitting in your auric field, in your back body. And let the golden rainbow flame burn brightly until your energy field has been thoroughly alchemized to a higher frequency. So again, I'll just give you a moment to just clear your auric field behind you with the golden rainbow flame. Okay, now you can release the golden rainbow flame and imagine pure golden light from source streaming down towards you, entering your crown chakra, and then pouring into your ultra major chakra at the back of your neck. This golden light contains codes for the higher frequent energies of love and abundance and peace and truth. So just let this golden source light fill your ultra major chakra, recalibrating it to a 5D frequency. So just let that process continue for a while. Just focusing on your ultra major, filling with this golden light. And then place a ring of rainbow lights around your ultra major chakra, creating a protective seal. And then place yourself in a bubble of golden rainbow light. And then breathing deeply, center yourself in your 5D heart and say to yourself, I release 3D fear programming that no longer serves my soul. I release all 3D fear programming that no longer serves my soul. And I recalibrate my energy to the highest frequencies available to me now. I recalibrate my energy to the highest frequencies available to me now. So ground yourself again with your golden grounding cord. Center yourself in your heart and notice how you feel. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and slowly come back into the space between us. Okay, so I'm going to give you a moment just to come back, and perhaps if you'd like to share in the chat anything about what came up for you, what emotions came up for you when you were tuning into the ultra major chakra cord. What was the strongest emotion? Because this is always the hook, right? And how did you feel after cutting the ultra major cord? Has your energy shifted? So anything you'd like to share, it's always wonderful to know how it was for you. Rebecca experienced relief and letting go. Yay. Daniel, deep peace filling your body and field around. Gabrielle, you feel relieved from your overwhelm. Fantastic. Monica, the biggest fear was lack of abundance. Okay, Grace, I hope that you were able to let that go. Anita, the cord felt dense and heavy and yucky, and when it was cut, it felt like a great weight was lifting. Fabulous. Patty, you feel lighter. Andy, your cord was filled with chaotic energy like snow on the TV screen, and control energy, and the release was profound. Great. Roxy, you experienced tears with the upgrade and tightness in your throat on the right side. We're going to work more with this. So wonderful, Roxy. The process has started. Mary, you felt a lot of love for the 3D and compassion. Interesting. Okay. Yes, we can feel that too. Marie, oh, that was so nice. Felt 3D fear cord going into left ear and fear of all sorts gone now. Okay. And that sounds like a big shift. Fantastic. Linda, more spaciousness. Okay. Wow. Thank you, everyone. Sounds like you did some great work. And I really encourage you to do this meditation again this week, at least once, because every time you do it, you reinforce the clearing and the extraction of the cord. So that's really a really fabulous start. Okay, so moving on, we are going to look at the lessons for the 5D light matrix, having left the 3D matrix behind. And just to say that when we talk about a 5D shift, I've been talking about that a lot. We're actually talking about several key areas of growth and evolution. And today we're going to look again at some of the main shifts and lessons for the 5D light matrix and how we can access these lessons through the 5D chakra system. And then we're going to look at three key chakras to help evolve them to a 5D frequency and access some recent, very recent light body upgrades. So I'm just going to get to a slide and share the lessons for the 5D light matrix. Okay. So these lessons and codes for higher consciousness are actually contained within the 5D chakras. And all of these are growth areas, and they're the shifts that we can expect when we start working with the 5D chakras. So the first one and the most important one is the shift from fear to love. And heart energy is actually contained within all the 5D chakras. And there's also a shift from ego-based to soul identity, where we start accessing a new sense of self as multidimensional spiritual beings. And we also, with this, there's a shift from external sources of power to sovereignty, where we start accessing more of our soul truth and our spiritual authority, and our soul contracts and lessons become more important than agreements with consensus reality. There's also a shift from victimhood to self-mastery, where we start taking responsibility, much greater responsibility for our projections, for our experiences and our reality creations. And we focus more on engaging with this and with our life lessons for soul growth and evolution. There's also a shift from survival mode to creative manifestation, and we become conscious creators, collaborating with others, collaborating with the universe, and using manifestation tools rather than hard slog and pushing to create reality. And a very important shift is that of going from scarcity thinking to abundance, where our core perception of how the universe works changes. And we have a new understanding, even a new contract with the universe, which is in alignment with spiritual law. Okay, so we are going to work with three chakra nodes for pivotal upgrades. The first one is the sacral chakra, and the big shift here is creating sacral heart coherence. And The second one is the solar plexus chakra. And the 5D shift is all about reclaiming soul identity and authentic power. And then the throat chakra, the 5D shift here is removing the Atlantean collar and activating our sovereign voice. So first, I want to look at the sacral chakra upgrade. So the collective upgrade is all about heart energy in the sacral chakra being activated. And this is current. This is happening right now. And when we activate heart energy, then we can create heart sacral coherence, which initiates a major shift in three key areas of your life: relationships, sexuality, and finance. And this shift is also a shift away from fear-based dependency. Those needs that come up in relationships to mutual empowerment and support. It's also a shift to more love-based sexuality, where we clear out 3D patterns and programming around sexuality, which is based on shame and guilt and attachment and obsession. And we move towards a more heart-based sexuality. And it's also about moving to creative flow. And with this letting go and there's more flow, we are actually able to access the gifts of the inner child. And another major shift is the sacral chakra is a very important chakra when it comes to abundance, because when sacral energy is flowing more strongly, there is greater abundance in all areas of your life, including money. And then there's the solar plexus upgrade, which the collective upgrade towards a more spiritual sense of self was initiated just last year in the winter solstice. Sorry, my winter solstice, but generally the solstice of June 2024. And the solstice light codes at that time, June 2024, initiated a new sense of self as multidimensional spiritual beings. And this has supported a collective shift in personal power. And this collective solar plexus upgrade is allowing us to dissolve old identity programming and to connect with who we really are as souls. And obviously, we're doing this, have been doing this already, but this is going at sort of at a much deeper level. And this personal power shift is all about deriving your identity from soul and from oneness consciousness rather than ego. They also, at the same time, there were codes of responsibility that were initiated or activated, which allowed a shift towards sovereignty and a sense of justice for all. So these are important aspects of the upgrades that are happening in these two pivotal chakras. So first, we're going to do a meditation upgrading the solar plexus and sacral chakras. We'll work with the throat separately after that. Okay, so if you would like to just prepare for the next meditation, I will guide you through. So when you're ready, just closing your eyes and taking your focus inward and breathing deeply. Centering yourself in your heart and grounding yourself again with your golden cord. From this heart-centered place, set an intention to upgrade your solar plexus and sacral chakras and to dissolve any old 3D programming that no longer serves you. So now place your hands on your solar plexus just below your diaphragm and breathe into this chakra. And as you're breathing, visualize a yellow orb of light. Just keep breathing into the solar plexus. And as you breathe, feel the expansion of energy and visualize the yellow orb of light getting bigger. And as you're breathing, you're going to tune into your solar plexus and just get a sense of how it is. Is it easy to connect with and expand the energy here? Or does it feel tense or tight or constricted in some way? Are there any physical sensations? Are there emotions that come up when you tune into the solar plexus? Are there any thoughts or beliefs about yourself that pop up? Just notice what's happening in your solar plexus and then set an intention to clear any old programming and lower vibrations of fear and control. So you're going to breathe in the color yellow to clear and balance your solar plexus. And when you breathe out, you're going to release fear programming and old energy. So with every breath, you breathe in yellow, dissolving old energies and restoring the solar plexus to its balanced frequency. And breathing out, you're releasing old energy into the unified field where it can be transmuted. So just breathing in yellow, dissolving old energies, restoring your solar plexus to balance. And on the out breath, letting go, releasing old energy. Just going to give you the moment to just breathe in that yellow, breathing out the old energy. And now you're going to make the sound rum, rum, rum. Just keep sounding rum until if you feel a shift in your solar plexus. And now your solar plexus is ready to receive the most recent upgrade. So you're going to visualize the sun and imagine a large tube extending from the sun and plugging directly into your solar plexus chakra. This is a positive energy cord. So guide it into your solar plexus with your hands and imagine there's a strong flow of solar energy into your solar plexus. And it's also dissolving all this old energy, the fear programming, the victim consciousness, all this old identity energy dissolving with the influx of solar energy. So just breathing deeply, allow the dissolution and surrender your old sense of self. And just absorb the solar light codes. And allow your solar plexus energy to shift and upgrade and initiate a new sense of self that is aligned with your soul. Just keep absorbing the solar energy, and as this happens, there's a rising knowing that you are a multidimensional being of light. Let the sun keep feeding your solar plexus with solar energy and light codes. And then, when this process feels complete, release the tube and simply breathe in the color gold, the gold of the sun, filling your solar plexus chakra with the 5D frequency. Keep breathing in gold until your solar plexus changes color. And the 5D frequency stabilizes. And imagine placing a circle of rainbow lights around your solar plexus and say to yourself, I am aligning with a new sense of self as a multidimensional being of light. I am aligning with a new sense of self as a multidimensional being of light. And now, bringing your focus down to your sacral chakra in your lower pelvis, visualize an orange orb of light. Breathe into your sacral chakra and use the breath to open your sacral area. As you breathe, visualize this orange orb getting bigger. Feel the expansion. You might want to place your hands on your sacral chakra and tune in a little bit more and get a sense of how your sacral energy is. Is the chakra easy to connect with? Is it easy to expand the energy here with the breath? Or does it feel stagnant and blocked? Keep breathing. Keep breathing the color orange all the way down into the sacral. And notice if there are any physical sensations as you activate the chakra. Notice if there are any emotions that come up. It might even be childhood memories. Just notice what's happening in your sacral chakra. And then set an intention to clear any old programming, suppressed feelings, or childhood wounding. And when you breathe in, you're going to keep breathing in the color orange to clear and balance your sacral. And when you breathe out, you're going to breathe out and intentionally release old wounding and energy. So, breathing in orange to balance the chakra, dissolve old energy, and breathing out, releasing. Just going to give you a moment to breathe in orange. And breathe out to release old energy into the universe where it can be transmuted. Keep breathing orange. And when you're ready, you can make the sound vam, the bija mantra for the sacral. Vam. 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 Just letting the sound balance the sacral. And now you are ready to activate your sacral chakra's heart energy and create heart sacral coherence. So, first, rub your hands together and place them over your heart chakra. Take a few deep breaths into your heart, feeling the expansion of heart energy. Your heart should be beautifully open after all the work you've done this week. And then place your right hand over your sacral chakra. And we're going to create a circuit of energy between your heart and sacral chakras. So breathing white light into your heart chakra. Let it circle around the heart. And as you breathe out, let it flow down into the sacral chakra, filling your sacral with heart energy. And then breathing in, imagine the white light circling back up to the heart chakra, connecting it with the sacral. So now you're creating a circuit of white light, connecting the heart and the sacral chakras. So keep breathing, imagining the circuit of white light flowing around the heart, down to the sacral, back up to the heart in this circuit. A circuit of beautiful white light, heart energy. With every breath, you're filling your sacral chakra with heart energy. And this heart energy is dissolving any fear or shame or guilt you might be holding in your sacral chakra. And just allow this flow of heart energy, this white light heart energy, to recalibrate your sacral. Breathing deeply, release the circuit and visualize a pearly pink color. Breathe this pearly pink right down into your sacral chakra, filling it with the 5D frequency. This is the 5D color. So keep breathing in pearly pink until your sacral chakra changes color and the 5D frequency stabilizes. Just give you a moment to allow the pearly pink to settle into the sacral. And then say to yourself, I am letting go and letting flow, and my sacral chakra is radiating love. I am letting go and letting flow, and my sacral chakra is radiating love. Place both hands on your heart again. And center yourself here. Notice how you feel. Notice if there's been a shift in your energy. And then send your energy down through your sacral, into your hips, into your feet, and ground yourself again with your golden cord. And when you feel grounded, you can open your eyes and come back into the space between us. Okay. So I'm just going to give you a moment to come back, come out of that meditation. And once again, if anybody would like to share about their experience of working with the solar plexus and the sacral chakra, please do so. You're welcome to share in the chat. Otherwise, just taking your time to come back, to settle your energy, to notice what shifts. Noons, your inflammation reduced. Fantastic. Yes. The solar plexus is a chakra that is involved in the digestive system, governing the digestive system. So that makes a lot of sense. Mara, lots of tears and movement, feeling lighter and fuller. I think that's Teresa. Yawning, lots of yawning. Yes, this can happen. When we move energy, it can feel quite tiring initially. Monica, release of childhood wounding, tears and movements. Fantastic. Yes, working with the sacral can be very deep. Go gently, go slowly. And honor the process of evolving the sacral. It's one of the last chakras to evolve, collectively speaking. So, because we are holding a lot there. It's often where the trauma layers sit. Marie, you feel like a whole new being. Fantastic. Jenna, feeling so empowered and more sexy. Yay. And Gabrielle, you also especially felt a shift into the sacral sexuality. Yes, wonderful. This is awesome. Anita went from a stagnant, stuck place to feeling loving and sexy. A lot of people feeling sexy coming up. Yes, feel like dancing. Well, yeah, do that this week. Wonderful. Okay. It's wonderful to know that you are feeling the shift so quickly. And once again, I really encourage you to do this, repeat this meditation at least once during the week, and particularly working into the sacral. As I said, we hold so much in the sacral, and it's one of the last chakras to receive a collective upgrade. Okay, so I want to move on to the third chakra in the Troublemaker trilogy, and that is the throat chakra. So let's look at the collective throat chakra upgrades that are accessible to us now. Just moving to another slide, just a moment. Okay, throat chakra. September 2023, there was a collective upgrade, which was that the Atlantean collar restriction was lifted. So the Atlantean collar was a collar that was placed around the throat chakra at the fall of Atlantis to restrict our voice and truth. And we can now remove the Atlantean collar because of the restriction being lifted in September 2023. And this removal of the collar is a very, very significant upgrade, because not only can we now access our throat chakras without restrictions, but the collective frequency of truth will rise, and we desperately need that in our world. And the one thing that comes with this removal of the restriction is that we are required spiritually to use our unrestricted voice responsibly for co-creation, not control, and also to take responsibility for the way we express our truths, to speak from the heart. Our upgraded throat chakras will also allow you to set clear boundaries aligned with soul truth. So, for example, being able to say no clearly, but with clarity and with love rather than with anger or outrage. The other aspect of the throat chakra upgrade is that more and more people are channeling light language. accessing this higher consciousness and cosmic light codes, because this is happening through the upgraded throat chakra, and it's helping, light language is helping to raise consciousness and frequency on the planet. Okay, I also want to talk about the higher throat blueprint, because in our light body activation today, we're going to be activating the higher throat blueprint. So the higher throat is a combination of the Alta Major and the 5D throat chakras. So again, this was active in the time of Atlantis, but the higher throat was blocked by both the Alta Major chord and the Atlantean collar during the 3D era. So now, with our light body evolving, we can restore the higher throat blueprint by activating the 5D throat, which we've been doing, and also the Alta Major chakra, and allowing them to merge into one expanded chakra. So this higher throat complex facilitates higher communication, which is aligned with higher consciousness, soul truth, and very importantly, our sovereign voice. It actually contains 33 chambers. There are 22 chambers in the 5D throat chakra, and the Alta Major chakra has 11 chambers, and each chamber contains lessons to connect with truth and higher communication. We won't be going into all of the 33 chambers because, of course, that would take far too long, but we will activate the blueprint. And the higher throat is also an important cosmic connection point, which connects with angelic and cosmic realms and energies instead of the 3D matrix. And that's exactly why it was blocked during the 3D era. Okay, so let's do the light body activation. I'm going to give you a moment just to once again get into your meditation position. And when you're ready, I invite you to gently close your eyes, taking your focus inward and connecting with your breath. Take a few deep breaths into your chest, dropping your awareness into your heart space and breathing deeply. Center yourself in your heart and set an intention to activate your higher throat blueprint. Taking a deep breath in, right down into your belly, dropping your awareness into your body, feeling the weight of your body on the chair. And then ground yourself with your golden cord, letting it spiral down from the base of your spine, right down into the earth's core, where Mother Earth is pulsing with powerful life force energy. Just take a moment to anchor yourself in, to find your grounding, and then let this powerful earth energy flow up your golden cord. You can visualize it as liquid rose gold. Let it flow all the way up to your base chakra, just below the base of your spine. And as your base chakra fills with earth energy, feel the expansion of energy. And simply receive this positive incoming energy. And then release the focus on your base chakra and take your awareness right up into the cosmos, as far as you can imagine, and connect with source energy. You can visualize source energy as golden white light and let this golden white light flow down towards you in a stream of high frequency energy. A continuous flow that is always there for you. This golden white light flows into the top of your aura and down into your crown chakra at the top of your head, down into your heart chakra. Just breathe deeply and receive this positive incoming energy. Let this golden white light fill your heart chakra with high frequency energy. Feel the expansion. And you are now grounded, connected, and centered in your 5D heart. This is a very powerful place to be. And now Take your awareness to your throat chakra. It's a blue orb of light. And imagine a bright blue flame in the center, right in the very center of the throat. And imagine it getting bigger, filling your throat chakra with blue light and alchemizing old energy. Let that flame keep burning. And as blue light fills your throat chakra, feel the expansion of energy here. And perhaps you can see the orb of light getting bigger, getting brighter. And now you are ready to remove the Atlantean collar. So imagine the collar encircling your throat. It's programmed to restrict your voice, your spiritual power, and your truth. And we're going to unclip it at the back of your throat chakra and take it off. It's an etheric collar. So you need to visualize this etheric band, unclip it at the back of the throat, take it off, and send it back to source with love. And once you've taken it off, hold the front and the back of your throat chakra to stabilize the energy without the familiar collar. So, I'm just going to give you a moment just to stabilize in the new energy and ask that all the restrictions on your voice and truth be released and that your throat chakra be restored to a 5D frequency of truth and clarity. So, keep breathing while you're holding your throat and take a moment to allow the shift, knowing that you have cleared the Atlantean collar energy. And then say to yourself, I am free to voice my truth with love and clarity. I am free to voice my truth with love and clarity. Okay, taking a deep breath in, just releasing the focus on the throat. And take your awareness to the ultra major chakra at the base of your skull. And first, you're going to visualize a teal orb of light and breathe into it. So, breathing up into the back of the throat to the base of the skull. And as you breathe, visualize that orb of teal light getting bigger. And you might want to rub the back of your neck to get the energy moving. Feel the expansion of energy as you activate the Alta Major. When the Alta Major chakra is activated like this, it opens channels for higher communication and intuition. So just take a moment to allow this potential and say to yourself, I am opening the channels for higher communication and intuition. I am opening the channels for higher communication and intuition. So take a deep breath in and just allow the Alta Major energy to settle, visualizing that very bright, expanded orb of teal light at the base of your skull. And now we are going to activate the higher throat blueprint. So hold the throat chakra at the front, just very lightly. You don't want to press too hard. And the Alta Major at the back. And imagine with your hands sending the energy to meet in the middle, filling the space where they meet with blue and green light. So keep doing this for a few moments. Sending the energy to meet and allowing the two chakras to merge into one expanded energy center. And as the Alta Major and the throat merge, visualize the blue-green light of the expanded energy center merging and getting brighter and brighter. This blue-green activates the blueprint for your higher throat. And now I invite you to make the sound hum, to attune your sovereign voice to the sacred sound for the activated throat. Hum. 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 Just allowing the sound to balance and stabilize the higher frequencies. And just feel the hum as you sound it. Keep sounding it. Let it resonate through your higher throat. Keep sounding the hum and let the vibration naturally open the energetic pathways that have been dormant for as long as the Alter Major has been blocked. Keep sounding the hum and holding the throat, letting the energy stabilize at this higher frequency, allowing the higher throat blueprint to activate. And then release the sound and take a few deep breaths, placing your hands on your high heart, just above your heart. And prepare to use your breath to open energetic pathways for intuition and kundalini energy. So, focusing on the base chakra, take a deep breath in and out. And on the next in breath, you're going to imagine breathing up your spine from the base, up the spine, all the way up to the back of your neck to the Alter Major. So, breathing up the back of the spine, up to the Alter Major, to the crown at the top of your head, down to the third eye, down to the front of the throat chakra, and down to the high heart. Okay, so that's one breath. Take another deep breath in, and then on the out breath, you're going to breathe up to the throat, the third eye, the crown, down the back of the head to the Alter Major, and all the way to the base of the chakra. And then let the breath flow out down to the earth. Take a deep breath in and out. Breathing in, breathing up the back of the spine, all the way up to the Alter Major, to the crown, to the third eye, to the throat, to the high heart. Breathing in and out to steady your breath. And another deep breath in, and on the out breath, take it up again, all the way up to the crown, to the Alter Major. Let it flow down the back of your spine, down to the base, and out down the cord into the earth. You can do that once more in your own time. And as you breathe, feel the flow of energy. It's sometimes called walking stick breathing. So, going up the back of the spine and walking stick shape all the way down to the high heart and then back again. And feel these energetic, very important energetic pathways opening and the connection also between the energy centers that we've mentioned. You are activating important energetic pathways for your kundalini energy and your intuition to flow freely again. I'm just giving you time just to do one more round of that walking stick breathing. And when you are finished, center yourself in your high heart and take a moment to notice how you feel. Ground yourself again with your golden cord. And when you feel grounded, you can slowly open your eyes and come back into the space between us. And you are welcome once you have come out of the meditation and your energy has settled. You're welcome to share your experience in the chat. That was quite an advanced activation. We're only very, very recently gaining access to this higher throat blueprint. It's a very, very recent upgrade. So yeah, I'm really, really curious as to how that was for you. Mara, exhausted. You're going to take a lie down. Yes, we have worked. You have worked really, really hard today. We've done three very powerful meditations and now this activation. So, yes, rest if you can after this webinar. Lucy, you had a wonderful feeling of coming home. Yes, yay. And Tracy, very focused and driven to embrace your voice. Plan the work and work the plan. Is that a quote from me? Okay, well, awesome. Anita feeling sexy and energized and in your body, not stuck in your head anymore. Yes, yay, that is amazing. Leslie, similar to big heaven breathing and Qigong. Ah, yes, I'm sure this is in many traditions, energetic traditions. Monica feeling clear in the throat area. And Jenna, even though you're a singer and a writer of higher truths and love, you had a major throat clearing at Lionsgate 2022 when you removed the collar. You feel so light. Well, you've clearly done so much work, but as I mentioned, this is a very, very recent upgrade. So pleased that you felt you feel lighter. Okay. Marie, your throat has never felt this clear and light. Wonderful. And Deborah, that was profound. Wow, you're amazed with this complete work, and your throat and alter major feel so clear and renewed, and you feel empowered. Yay. That's all I can say. Wonderful. I mean, that just really is just makes this work so worthwhile, doesn't it? And Roxy, you felt the collar lifted, and you have beautiful energy around the throat now. Yes, yay. I mean, that Atlantean collar, I just want to say you might have to repeat that removal quite a few times. Just keep going, keep going. These upgrades, we do have to, we do have to repeat. But it is profound. It is amazing when that shift really happens. So, okay, I'm going to now just come back into the space of just completing for today's webinar. We really packed a lot in. So I do encourage you to take time during the week to listen to the recording and to do the integration. I'm going to just bring up the slide showing, just listing the integration practice for this module. The integration is so important. So the energy practice is the just to repeat at least once the two meditations, cutting the alter major cord and the upgrading solar plexus and sacral chakra meditations at least once each before you do the light body activation. Those you'll access through the full audio recording, which you'll get like almost immediately after the webinar. When I say almost, maybe within an hour, and then the light body activation. Do that as many times as you can this week. And that for that, there'll be a separate MP3 posted in the student portal within 30 hours of the live class. We just need a bit of time to process that one. Okay, so I'm just coming back. And I just want to say that we do still have 20 minutes for Q&A, so please stay on the line for the Q&A if you have any questions. And otherwise, I'll see you at the same time next week for Module 4, which is our last module. And I hope that you really enjoy your practice this week. Okay, so yeah, over to you, Anna, for the Q&A.
Amazing. And thank you for all the beautiful hearts in the on the screen for Heather and for this beautiful work that is changing our lives, our light bodies, and our world. So there's so many notes of gratitude. So we have a question here, and I pulled a couple from before as well, but Roxy says, will you have a PDF with the instructions for each meditation?
Roxy, no, there isn't a separate PDF. You simply go to the audio recording or the video recording and just repeat it as a guided meditation following my voice. So it's better for you to do it like that with your eyes closed rather than reading it off a PDF, because that way what happens is that you kind of embody it in your memory, in your somatic body, and it's far more powerful than if you're reading something.
Beautiful. And Roxy says, okay, thank you. Beautiful. So that was received. Okay.
Yeah.
So Celia wrote earlier, I didn't understand very well the Kundalini part. It starts at the base and finishes at the high heart.
Yes, the Kundalini energy actually arises. It goes from the base of the spine. It goes all the way up the spinal column, but there's the Sushumna, which is the energetic pathway, sort of around the spinal column. And it goes up to the high heart, but then it continues up to the third eye and the crown.
Beautiful.
But
Right.
we, yeah, I just want to add something. The reason that that's relevant is because the ulna major chakra and the Atlantean collar blocked that pathway up to the third eye. So the Kundalini energy was blocked.
Beautiful. Okay. That is wonderful. Okay. So many gratitudes. Thank you so much for this class. So worthwhile. I've been so needing to clear my throat chakra in gratitude. Thank you so much. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you, beautiful Heather. Okay. Nathalie says, can you say a bit more about the Atlantean collar and how the 5D helps us, or how we can now speak our truth with the 5D?
Okay, so the removing the Atlantean collar in itself will initiate a really big shift. Okay, it is a collective removes a collective restriction on truth, and that is not something that is visible or something we can measure, but there is something very tangible that shifts. Certainly, I felt that when I worked with removing the Atlantean collar, when you do that. What also happens when you remove the Atlantean collar is you allow your throat chakra to really hold the 5D frequency. We'd already activated the 5D frequency in module one, but it's very hard to hold that 5D frequency with that Atlantean collar in the way. Now we've removed it and we can hold that 5D frequency much more easily. So that automatically starts unlocking the codes of truth and sovereign voice once that 5D frequency really stabilizes in the throat. So that's kind of how it works, the process.
Beautiful. Okay, and if you have any follow-up questions, you can pop those into the chat as well. Vanessa asks, is there a way of accessing the student portal on the website without using the email link? No, because we want to keep this as an energetic frequency, right? People, we're all investing in this course in whatever way we want to, so that everyone who wants to kind of access. And so just the people who really made that heart contribution are having access to the course, and that's why you can only access it from the emails. So I hope that makes sense. If you're having any issues though, please let me know in the chat, or please respond to the email, because we want to make sure that you can access the student portal. So please let me know. Okay. Noons Ren is asking, do we always return to our 5D heart white light to create a feedback loop of clearing for each of these three 5D chakra activations?
You can return to the heart chakra, the primary heart chakra, which is pink or green, or you can return to the 5D heart, which is white, whichever is more comfortable. Remember, although we're working with the 5D chakras are an evolution of the primary chakras, and sometimes it's more comfortable to work with the primary chakra colors. I do different things on different days, and it's all fine because it's an evolutionary process. It's not like an overnight shift. So, 5D heart or primary heart, whichever is more comfortable.
But we always want to come back to some form of the heart after each of the three.
Yes. And the after you might have noticed that in all the meditations we've done, not just the three that we activated today, in all of them, all meditations, I generally start breathing into the heart. And the reason for that is to try and get you out of your minds into a more heart-centered position. And then we usually end with the heart as well. And the reason for that is that we want to center in our heart energy. We want to center into, we want to also be, in a way, become more conscious of our heart fields. So this is a reason for constantly coming back to the heart center.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, so and whatever way is most comfortable for us, we just do it in that way, but we're always starting with the heart and then closing that feedback loop with the heart. Okay, beautiful question. Thank you. Okay. Jenna says, could you help me visualize the new throat chakra color, royal blue and teal combined?
Yes. So it's a blue green. It's but it's paler than the it's a paler blue green than is suggested by teal and royal blue.
Okay. Beautiful.
Having said that, it's not it's fluid. It's not a static color. It's not going to be the same on any one day. Like some days when I work with it, my chakras, the blue green is darker. Some days it's paler. So it kind of depends what's going on in your energy field. But yeah, tend towards a slightly paler blue green.
Rebecca says, once you do it a few times, so the audios, so the meditations or the activations, can or should you try to do it by memory or just listen to the audio is better every time?
Sorry, is that Rebecca? Rebecca, my suggestion for that is that you listen to the audios a few times until you've really embodied the meditation, and then do it on your own without any audio. So as long as it takes you to really embody it, it's not a head memory. It's more like a It's hard to describe, but it's really an embodied memory, a somatic memory. And once you've really got the sequence, you will be able to do it without the audio, and then that's fine.
Okay, beautiful. So do it as long as we're getting supported by the audio, do it with the audio. And then when we feel like it's really been embodied and we can just go ahead and do it on our own, then we can bring it into our own practices. Okay, beautiful. And Tracy says, oh, thank you, Heather and everyone. Much more powerful to be here in person this week with you all, right? Didn't you all get the energy when you're doing it here live? Beautiful. So thank you so much for naming that, Tracy. And for everyone who's watching later, we're creating this beautiful field of energy that you can take in. So whether you're live, whether you're watching later, we're very excited that you're taking in the energy. Jenna says, interesting that there are 33 channels of the expanded throat and 33 bones of the spine. I'd love to hear, find out more. I'm not sure if this is part of the course content.
It's a very interesting question. I don't actually know the answer to that, but I'm sure there's a connection. I mean, 33, remember, is the number of Christ consciousness. And so a lot of our sacred energetic architecture is structured on the number 33. So that would be part of the answer. But I'm sure there's a lot more in esoteric, studies. So yeah, please let us know what you find out.
Beautiful. Vanessa would love to know if you have any recommendations to read more about Atlantis.
Diana Cooper has written a book on Atlantis. Tim Wild, perhaps with Diana Cooper, has written something on Atlantis. Both those books are really interesting. I would say start there. There are others, but nothing that I've particularly resonated with. But yeah, there's quite a lot out there. Why I like the Tim Wild and Diana Cooper books is that they very specifically talk about the chakras, and that's been, my area of interest.
Beautiful. Okay, so if we're really looking at the chakras, those are some beautiful resources. Okay, amazing. Sharon says, should we let go of any images of the seven chakra system posted around our home or crystal pendants that we're wearing?
Sharon, not necessarily no, because remember, it's an evolution. So whatever you're doing to kind of keep like crystals, keeping the frequency of the primary chakras high, even at the primary frequency, that's absolutely fine. You might find that at a certain point you naturally want to replace things with like perhaps different crystals or different images, then of course allow that process. But I wouldn't sort of go in and do a sort of intervention of, okay, now you're going to take all of that away. Just let it evolve. And yeah, when you're ready for something else, it'll come.
Beautiful. We're getting hearts, so we're getting a yes for that. And you do have in module two, there's a beautiful extra resource that Heather created. That's the sounds and the crystals that go with,
Symbols.
I believe. Is that or
Yeah.
symbols? Oh, it's the symbols, not the crystals. Okay, my bad.
The symbols.
Okay, so some sounds and symbols though, if you want to kind of bring those into your evolution of the chakras. Okay. Someone with an iPhone says, I feel like I have a brand new throat chakra. Thank you. Cannot find the replay of day one. Could you email it to me? It is on your course portal. So that should be whenever you get the emails about the course, you should have a link to your course portal. If you, I will put it in the chat in just a moment for you. But if you can't find it ever from your emails, just respond to the email and our wonderful operations manager Kayla will respond back to you with any links that you need. So I can't email you personally, but if you respond to any of the emails, Kayla will lovingly help you find what you need. And I'll put that in the chat in just one moment as well so that you have it. Okay.
Can I make a suggestion, Anna? I think finds it really useful just to bookmark the student portal, because then you've got it in your bookmark. You don't have to keep searching through emails, and then you can always just access it. And then everything is there. Everything, even module zero. So,
Yes, you should be getting weekly emails. Okay, so Vanessa says you should be getting weekly emails. If you can just put a private message to me, if you, in that little blue button, you should be able to put send to hosts and panelists. If you want to put your email in there, I will make sure that I attend to that for you. So if you can do that, I will definitely do that. I just put the course portal in the chat so that you all have it. You can bookmark it just like Heather said. And then all of your replays are in there, as well as your activations, as well as all of your extra material. Jamuna says, sharing heaps of love with the group, the world, and the universe. My deepest gratitude for our brilliant heart-centered existence. Oh, so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Deborah, I have felt this Atlantean collar on my throat and felt its restriction and binding for years, like all my life. I was so excited when you explained this, especially when you said we removed it. Anything you want to, I know we have a couple more questions, but anything about those ones, Heather?
Just Deborah, I mean, that's amazing. I it's always so exciting. It's like a breakthrough, because this Atlantean collar is a really big one. And but as I said, keep doing that meditation where you remove it, because it's almost like some of these things you want to just reinforce a few times. But absolutely, it can initiate a really big shift. Anna, I'm seeing a question further up from Michael about the relationship between the ulna major chakra and the pineal gland. So I want to answer that, because it's the pineal gland is the masculine entrance to the third eye. So there've also been attempts to, it's not directly related to the ulna major, that's the lunar feminine entrance to the third eye, but the pineal gland is the masculine entrance to the third eye. And there's been a lot of interference, as you might know, with the pineal gland, also to block the third eye and our intuition, our clairvoyance, etc. So that is the relevance of that.
Thank you for catching that, Heather. And we are human. So if for some reason we don't see your question as we're going down, it's not on purpose. Always just put them back in the chat.
Yeah,
So
just
thank you
ask
for
it
catching that.
again. Yeah, if we don't see it, just please ask again.
Thank you. Okay. Is there a relation with the Osiris Green?
Sorry, where is that?
That
Who
is, oh, sorry, from Marianne. That is right under this beautiful one from Roxy. Thank you, Heather and Anna, and appreciate you to all my classmates. May we continue to rise our vibrations in love and ripple it out to the world and the universe.
Marion, undoubtedly, I'm not specifically au fait with that knowledge to answer your question, but in all these esoteric traditions, there's so much overlap and linkage, and so much of the sacred knowledge originated from Egypt. And so, yeah, undoubtedly, but as I said, I'm not familiar. I can't answer that with any depth of knowledge.
Beautiful. Vanessa says, fabulous. Thank you. Really helpful. And I have your email, Vanessa, so I'll reach out to you. There's the course portal for anyone who wants that. Leslie says, thank you so much for this work. I needed to release from things that I couldn't identify, right? We hold these old things and it's so helpful to have them named. Still processing, but the practices help a lot. So beautiful, Leslie. Yvonne says, for how long can we keep the link to the website with activations? Lifetime access. You have lifetime access. So you do want to keep that bookmarked or save the emails in a folder somewhere so that you're going to be able to have that link, but you will have the course portal as long as the global school exists, you will be able to access that. And Marie says, can you please repeat the book recommendations? Those two authors that also talk about the chakras with Atlantis.
Diana Cooper and Tim Wild. I'm going to just type it into the chat. I don't I think the book is called, there's one called The Fall of Atlantis, I think. I stand to be corrected. And then one, there's another one called The Golden Age of Atlantis, I think. The titles may not be correct, but if you Google those authors, you'll find them. But it's something like that.
Beautiful.
I read them quite a long time ago.
And another beautiful one from Deborah. I will definitely keep doing today's activations. I've been waiting, desiring this for years. I understand the establishing these new truths, right? Like that we've just been holding these things and we haven't been able to name them. And so we're naming them and releasing them. And our final question here is, can you explain a bit why we had this caller to start with? Was it everyone? Was it the high priestess? Why were we not allowed to speak our truth before? And I know you spoke to this a bit about the fear grids and the, colonization and the slave codes, but just there's a little bit more here. Are you aware of energetic protection we build to hide our precious, unique spiritual gifts? Aside from that collar, I feel there's been a lot holding me from sharing my gift and speaking my truth.
Okay, the second question is very layered, but let me answer the first one. Okay, so what happened was Atlantis, in Atlantis, everybody, not just the high priests and priestesses, were fully fifth dimensional. And so that means that our 5D throat chakra was fully active and we were speaking our truth and etc. At the fall of Atlantis, when we contracted to a seven chakra system and we went to a contracted, a restricted throat chakra, the Atlantean collar was placed on the throat chakra as part of the contraction to restrict truth. And this was a lot to do with, because truth, there had been abuses of power. That's why the fall of Atlantis happened. And it was to, in a way, introduce a different, like a form of etheric control or spiritual control. And we've had to work through. For centuries, we've had to work through, being able to get to a place where we can use truth and the power of sovereignty responsibly and with mastery. And we're getting to that point. So now that restriction has been lifted. And that's why we can now move into an unrestricted throat chakra without the Atlantean collar, but also back to the 5D frequency, which will allow that. Sort of more individual responsibility again. So I hope that answers the question. In that will hope that was what you were looking for, Natalie. The second question, am I aware of energetic protection to hide up in the precious, unique spiritual gift aside from the color? Natalie, that's a very complex question in a way, because there could be multiple reasons why you are not speaking your truth or sharing your gifts. A reason I come across a lot in my practice working with clients is that there has been persecution in past lives when we've, especially as women, shared our gifts and we've been persecuted as witches. We've been burnt at the stake. We've been persecuted in lots of horrible ways. And so there is an imprint of fear around speaking truth and sharing gifts. And often I find a lot of that sits in these imprints sit around the throat chakra. This has nothing to do with the Atlantean collar. This is to do with trauma imprints from past life experiences of persecution. So that is one possible reason. Another reason is what might have happened in childhood, and this applies to might apply to you, Natalie, but it could apply to anybody. We've all been wounded in childhood, and if that trauma wounding has been severe, like in the case of abuse or the case of being punished for speaking your truth, then of course you're going to be more reticent about sharing your truth. You may not have much confidence. You may find it difficult to be visible and to express how you feel. So those are some of the reasons that I see a lot in my practice. There might be other things, and sometimes we're actually holding ourselves back because of these blocks in our development and our growth. But all of this work that we're doing, although we're working energetically, does also help to shift consciousness. At the same time, I would encourage you, if you do have childhood wounding of this nature, or if there is persecution in past lives of this nature, I would encourage you to do the deep healing work that is required to ground these shifts a lot more deeply.
Beautiful. And that's a beautiful, it goes into this wonderful next question from Graham, which says, thank you so much for today. Deep gratitude, Heather, for your teaching. Hoping you start an online school. She has an online school. It's called the Emerald Wisdom
Emerald Wisdom School.
School. Yeah. So, and I know that I've taken many classes with you, and so I know that you do some of that deeper work around clearing the witch wound, and which is a little bit separate from the chakra system. So she has some beautiful, beautiful offerings there if anyone wants to continue. And Anita says the upgrades were so wonderful, and I've stopped seeing myself as a victim of trauma, but as a beautiful and joyful light being. Ah, oh, that's beautiful. Deborah says, well spoken. She's feeling it in her heart. Thank you everyone for an extensive 5-day upgrade today, says Noons Ren. I'm really feeling it and watching it ripple out across the universe. Namaste. And the book recommendations are there in the chat for you. And we have, yes, when I did the heart clearing, I could see myself. Yeah, you could see some past trauma of being burned at the stake. And it was really healing to begin to let it go.
Great.
Amazing. Amazing.
Wonderful to hear that that arose naturally for you. Amazing, Anita.
Yeah. And I'll make sure that the Emerald Wisdom School link is on the class portal. In case it's not, we will make sure it's there so that everyone can access it if you want to stay in connection with Heather afterwards. She has a beautiful newsletter. I'm on it. I love receiving her newsletters. So we'll make sure that that is available on the course portal, and it's in the chat for you as well. And then I know we're over time, but your last question here is from Natalie is, I have done thank you for all the different aspects. I've done a lot of the work. What are you referring to in the deeper work?
Natalie, I think for me, the deeper work is the past life clearing work that is required if there has been persecution or there's other, we need to go into the trauma layers of, multidimensionally. That is deep work that might require past life regression, it might require energy healing, it might require hypnosis, whatever modality works for you. And then also, if there's been severe childhood wounding, working with those trauma layers, I always suggest trauma release work. Somatic trauma release work is particularly powerful, or inner child healing through hypnosis, or there's so many different modalities. that you can work with, but that is the deeper work that is required if we're going to really work with the trauma.
Beautiful.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for this very profound session today, Heather, and for answering all of these questions. Thank you everyone who stayed on and asked questions. I know
Yeah.
that if you have a question, 10 other people, if not 100, have that question. So thank you for serving the 200 plus people who are taking this course. Thank you for all of your beautiful hearts, reactions. And I'll pass it over to Heather for our final just gratitude, and then we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Anna, for holding the space for the questions, because really it's way it's a bit overwhelming for me. So thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for asking the questions. Honestly, as Anna said, it helps everybody. It also helps me to see how you're receiving it, and you know, where I need to focus. And it helps everybody. So you really are holding a lot of a very important space in this light container of about 208 people, I think, altogether, which is awesome. So thank you for showing up. And to everybody watching the recording as well, enjoy your practice this week. And I'll see you next week at the same time for module four.
Yep. And
Okay.
Michael has one more question there, which I will save. Maybe we can answer it at the beginning of next time because I missed your question at the beginning. So I have it in my document and I will send it to Heather and we can answer it at the beginning of next week. So thank you so much, everyone. And I hope everyone has a beautiful morning, afternoon, or evening.
Not
Bye.
so well. Bye.